was good fortune that Guru Maharaj came to Houston the very first time on 6th of June 1996. And with that, he brought Krishna into our lives, into a lot of people in Houston, and we just cannot forget that particular day. And it is indeed this year, he is completing his 10th visit, 10th year for Houston. And I hope and pray that he continues for many years to come. And in terms of watering our Bhakti Lata, it keeps on withering, and then many comes, it rejuvenates itself. I want to add, for your information, Houston was Srila Gurudev's first stop in North America, and the person who was really responsible was Sri Pad Vishnu Das. So we are really all indebted to him. So thank you, Dhamma Prabhu. Indeed, you know, my words cannot describe the pleasure that I have in my heart for that particular day. And he has blessed us continuously year after year since that time in coming to Houston. And words cannot describe how I feel right now. What you wanted to do something special today, since he has completed 10 years of his visits to Houston. We wanted to do Vyas Puja very quickly so then he can get on with his lectures. So if you don't mind, we have people from Houston, they will have wanted 5-10 minutes to do that. And following that, following the Katha and the Kalash Yatra that is going to be taking place, after the prasadam, we also have a small fireworks celebration to celebrate the 10th anniversary. And as well as, I'm told we have a cake to celebrate the 10th anniversary as well. After the Kalash Yatra, of course, there is a drama, and there are going to be two dramas today. There is one from the Houston group and one from the Badger group. So please stay for that before you go for the prasadam. I also want to thank all the volunteers who helped us in serving the food, in taking care of the coupons. I really, really appreciate that. And I will not be able to come to you individually to thank you, but I'll try my best after this program to come and thank you individually. But if I am unable to, please forgive me for that. But I do really appreciate your help from the bottom of my heart. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. And can we start with the Vyas Puja, please?
Who wrote this?
Shabbat Shalom. Radha hai, Radha Kund.
Thank you.
Siddhanthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuruna Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pamane Vaishnava Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Yang Prabhijantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipaya Nubirakatarayajuhava Putreti Tanmataya Tarvo Bhinedo Tam Sarva Bhutaridayam Muniman Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tanay Mamacharya
First of all, my millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Guru Patpat Maum Vishnu Pad Sishmad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaswami. And same millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual Sakha Guru Shiksha Guru Maum Vishnu Pad Sishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami. I am very happy that our six-day program or five-day program is successful in all respect. So many devotees from so many parts of America and also from Australia here, there, they gathered here. So my heartly blessings to especially three families,
Arun
and
Vinodini,
Sushil and
Bimala,
and
Tarun Krishna
and Bindu. Especially Bindu. Their manager thing, and also those who are cooking. I think they are making good effort to make delicious offerings to Krishna. Also my blessing to all the devotees, those who are here, hearing, participating in Harikatha. Now, last day, Dambandhan Leela, perhaps. And also Jamalarjun Bhanjan.
Finished yesterday.
Finished.
Yeah. Shamarani.
Now, also, there is a story. Fall back, Bikrani, fruit seller, lady. How he gave up everything to Krishna. He wanted to take the darshan of Krishna. But Krishna was increasing his
eagerness.
And at last she told that, today I will see. Otherwise I will give up my life. She sat on the front of the door of Nanda Baba and waiting. Oh, Krishna lo, Govinda lo, like this. Not fruit. Krishna lo, Govinda lo. And Krishna now, he came naked because his age was about 2½ or some months. And he took some
grains.
Grains means wheat. And he came and he gave it to. Only two, three were here.
Left.
Otherwise,
all gone.
And thus he gave him that basket of fruit sellers. And then she was looking after the face of Krishna. So much attached. Krishna told, oh, give me fruits. Oh, I will give you, but one condition. You should tell me mother and sit on my lap, then I will give you. And then Krishna saw that, oh.
Mother is looking.
Anyone is there or not? What they will tell? And he saw that none is there. And very quickly, in a second, he sat down on her lap and told, oh mother. And he stood up and, oh mother, give me. Then she gave fruit. But what he gave? Not only fruit. His life and soul, everything. And he became soulless, like Krishna took her
heart.
Life, her heart and
soul.
Went to mother and gave the fruits to mother. Mother distributed all, but he still
more were there.
More was increasing. And very sweet, very sweet. Mango, banana,
guava,
so many things. And then she said, no sense. It became evening. And the gopi came, what are you doing here? Now it is evening, you should go. And then he, what? And then she saw and took her basket on her head and began to go. When he reached to the
bank of Jamuna,
oh, heavy some basket.
Heavy load.
He took and saw it was full of jewels. All jewels. And then she took that basket and threw it in Jamuna and became mad like Devahuti mother. And what became? Anyone never saw him. Perhaps she became mad in Krishna prem and Krishna gave him more than Putana Gati.
Nevasa mother Jasoda.
And then her life was successful. But Nanda Baba called a meeting, council of Upananda and all others. And they were thinking, here in Gokul, so many sufferings are coming, problems are coming, so many demons are coming. And also the grasses of that fields are now
going to the end.
And so decided to go to Vrindavan. And thus all the cows, calves, all the gopi and all, they crossed the Yamuna and went to Vrindavan. Where Chattikara is Gram there. The real name is Sakatikara. Sakti means a cord. All the cords were in round, half round way.
Half circle.
They're done. And so many thorns outside that any should not come there. And thus Chattikara Gram was there. And from there, Krishna now 3 years, 4 years, 5 years growing up. And when he began to graze calves, he was eagerly requesting to his father. Thus father made arrangement. And Yashoda mother decorated him. Krishna and Baldev. All Sakha, thousands and millions of Sakha where their cause joined Krishna. Though Yashoda mother, out of love, she did not want it that he should go to
cow herding.
But yet Krishna was so determined that he went. One day he was going and saw that on the bank of Yamuna, very weak prani.
Animal.
Creature. Like Bakasur. He was touching a sky and very big. They thought that any mountain is there. But he was sent by Kans to kill. So when Krishna went there nearby, at once by his
beak,
he picked up in his mouth and swallowed. But Krishna became like firing
ball.
At once he
throw
it out from his mouth and again wanted to bite. But Krishna, he took his two and
he,
what is it? Like Hindi, motha ki bhati.
चीर दिया
उसे चीर करके दो खंडों में विभाग कर
दिया.
So I cannot express my all these things in English language, but in Hindi and Sanskrit. Oh, very good. These all languages, English language or Russian or
Spanish,
Chinese, Portuguese, or Spanish language, French language, all are lame. That no words, prem, snehe, maan, prane, raag, only word love. What is love? They think that love or lust is love, but really lust is not love. मैं तुमसे बहुत प्यार करता हूँ. क्या करता है? झूठा. कुछ नहीं प्यार. So English and all languages cannot express the meaning of Sanskrit Bhagavatam. There is no meaning of Brahma. Any word? Paramatma? Anyhow. So, thus Bakasura was killed. And what Krishna did? Gave him Sarupya Mukti. Why? He had not done anything. He should have Sayuja Mukti. But why Sarupya? Because by the relation of her
Putana.
Because he made motherly form and told lalla lalla for this. One day he was going and he saw a big serpent. Thousands of devotees, Gwalbal were with him and cops. And what? Who will tell among you?
Bhumipati?
Do you know? He is not here. Oh, he is sitting behind. Do you know the story of
Agasur?
Not so well. Yes, so try.
Srila Gurudev has requested me to come and speak before the devotees. We can see that Gurudev has a comedic nature. he's called
a
clown.
Because he doesn't consider qualified
to speak before the Vaishnavas. But I try to do my best. He's asked me to speak on the Leela of Krishna swallowing Agashura. Krishna being swallowed by Agashura. Krishna's coward boyfriend. So, during this particular pastime, Krishna's coward boyfriends were playing, and they were wanting to run ahead of Krishna. And they went forward, and they saw a great mountain. It was like a cave, because Agasaurus' head reached up to the clouds in the sky, and they thought it was a very large cave. So they didn't so much consider or had a fearful situation, because they knew Krishna would protect them under any circumstance. So they had no fear. There was no fear within their heart, because seeing this situation, and some of the cowherd boys thought, oh, this is one of the cowherd boys that said, it looks like a great demon. And one said, it looks like a great big cave. But they said, no matter, Krishna's here to protect us, and Krishna will protect us. So no matter, they went fearlessly and entered into the mouth of Agasura. So Krishna was witnessing this particular event, and Krishna was thinking, oh, how wonderful my Maya works. Because Maya is the external energy of Krishna, and he's experiencing this, he's seeing this. All these energies of Krishna are actually non-different in the sense, because they're all Krishna's energies. Internal energy, external energy, or marginal energy, they're all Krishna's energy. So he's seeing, but he was in such wonder at how great this particular demon had become. He was so big, and he was wondering, so what shall I do to save my coward boyfriends? So Krishna entered also into the mouth of Agasura behind his friends, and Krishna became very, very hot. And when Agasura closed his mouth, he could feel the hot, the burning sensation in his throat. So when this particular event happened, he felt the heat and the fire from Krishna, and the spirit soul left. He was killed by Krishna, shot up from the top of his head. So in this way,
light, flashing light came from his head.
From his head. And emerged into Krishna's feet.
Then
all Krishna's coward boyfriends came out of the mouth of Agasura, and they were saved by Krishna.
It became a playground. And then his body became a playground for them.
Right. Yeah.
Like a slide, his tongue.
Oh, yeah, this one place Gurudev took us, Raj Mandala, where they had the slide, where...
Vishal Paradis.
Yeah.
Yes, where this Agasura demon was killed. I don't remember so much the whole
past. Thank you. What became? You?
Agasura.
What became after that? That light came, and she was waiting, light. Krishna saw towards cowherd boys and calves. And at once Amrit came from his eyes. And all now were came in life, and they came out of mouth of Agasur, and then light what was waiting in his sky, she came and makes in Krishna lotus feet. Sarupi Mukti he also. Usually demons have Saijya Mukti. But Bakasura and Aghasura, being the relative of Baki. Baki means
Putana.
They were liberated as Sarupi Mukti. But there was a very strong, strange thing that what happened in 1 year, next year, they were telling all these stories to others. Brahma, in the sky he was hiding and he saw these sweet pastimes of. Then, go.
Om Jnanti Minandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So as Srila Gurudev said, in the sky, the demigods, they were all watching this amazing event of Krishna killing Akasur. And amongst them, the chief of the demigods, Lord Brahma, he was also watching. And he was becoming very much amazed and very much amused by the power of Krishna. So there came a desire with him to actually test Krishna. And what he decided to do one day, when the cowherd boys came with Krishna through the forest. Every day, the young cowherd boys, this is when Krishna had only the calves, not the grown-up cows, and the cowherd boys were very little like him when he first began his cowherding pastimes. So Krishna would go into the forest every day with the cowherd boys, and also they would play so many games in the forest as they were going. Oh, some of them would act like they were peacocks. Some of them would play like they were bulls with horns, and they would put cloths over themselves. Some of them would cry out the sounds of the birds flying in the sky back and forth, and they would chase their shadows on the ground. And many, many other games, hide and seek, and like this. And so when it came time for them to have their lunch break, at the same time, the cowherd boys, they were carrying with them from their houses. Each of their mothers had made so many very nice preparations for their lunch. So many nice fruits and sweets and labdus and so many nice preparations. And they would sit down with Krishna in a huge semicircle. Krishna would sit in the middle and he would be facing to all of his cowherd friends who were first one circle sitting around him, then another circle, almost like we're sitting in this room around Srila Gurudev. So Krishna would be looking at each one of them and they would have in front of them, they would be using leaves as plates and sometimes also they would be using stones which were shaped exactly like kalis, like plates. We also go there on Braj Mandala Parikrama by the mercy of Srila Gurudev and we see this very place, Bhojan Thali, where the cowherd boys, you can still see that the stones have the shapes of plates there, roundish plates, where they actually ate off of those. So Krishna was every day sitting with the cowherd boys like this, and this particular day, he was sitting there, and there were hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys sitting in front of Krishna. And all the calves, they were grazing nearby to that place. There were thousands and thousands of calves. And so when Krishna began to eat, he was looking and having so many gestures with his eyes to all of his cowherd friends, playing so many games and speaking to them very happily. And the amazing thing is that every single cowherd boy of all the thousands who were sitting there, even if they were quite some distance from Krishna, each one of them simultaneously felt that, oh, Krishna is looking at me. Oh, Krishna is joking with me. Oh, Krishna is having his breakfast directly with me. Why? Because Krishna is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead. He is the absolute truth and the center of all existence. So, In this way, Krishna, just as a little cowherd boy, was playing, and Lord Brahma, because he had seen this Agasura pastime, he decided to test and see, oh, but who is this cowherd boy? What kind of potency he has? So Lord Brahma decided that he would play a trick on Krishna. And what he did was, gradually, as the calves were grazing, they began to stray some distance away, and Lord Brahma actually took, by his mystic power, he took all of those calves, and he placed them some distance away from there into a cave. So now the cowherd boys had noticed that the calves had gone missing. And Krishna told to the cowherd boys, oh, I don't want that you will be disturbed. You should remain here and take your lunch. I will go. I will bring the calves back. So then Krishna, he went from that place and he began to search here and there and everywhere for the calves, but he did not find them. And then when he came back to see where the cowherd boys were, oh, they were also gone. Because Lord Brahma in the meantime had come, and he had also taken all the cowherd boys, and he had transferred them to this distant place also, where there was a cave, and he kept them there by his mystic power. So little Krishna, who was sitting there, was standing there. Now, of course, Krishna has two aspects. In his Narava, in his human-like pastimes, he is Muktata. He plays just like any little boy within this world, just like we heard Damodara Leela. Krishna's running away from his mother, he's crying so many tears, and he's actually frightened. But that aspect of Krishna being like an ordinary child within this world is his supreme glory, and this is brought about by his Yogamaya potency, that he forgets himself, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, Krishna is also Sarvajñata, knowing everything. Absolutely everything is known by Krishna. So at this time, Krishna, through his internal potency, he also understood that, oh, this is Lord Brahma who has taken away my calves and my cowherd boys. But then he began to think, oh, this will not be possible for me to go back to my home at the end of the day. Because, oh, how will Mother Yashoda feel? How will all the other cowherd women and cowherd men feel? But also Krishna knew so many other things. He knew that all the ladies in Vrindavan, they had a desire out of their vatsalya praying for Krishna, that they wanted to feed Krishna with their own breast milk. And he knew also that all the cows, they also have this mood that they want to give their own milk from their own udders directly to Krishna. And also one other very confidential point is that at this time, I'll tell that in a second. This is a different point. So at this point, then Krishna, he, by his mystic power, which is the topmost supreme mystic power in the whole creation, now Krishna expanded his very own self as each and every cowherd boy and every single calf. And this was completely down to the slightest detail, identical with each one of them. He became their dress, he became their physical features, their voices, their flutes, their cowherd horns, their sticks, and he became all of the calves, every single one of them. Krishna became exactly identical to them. And in this way, now Krishna began to proceed back from the forest at the end of the day in the form of all these cowherd boys and calves. So something very amazing began to happen. When the calves came into view of the cowherd men and the cows, the elderly cows, who were grazing nearby near Govardhan Hill, when the cows saw their calves coming from a distance, they became completely overwhelmed with love and affection for their calves. And they began running and running down the hill. The coward men were actually trying to pull them and to stop them from running away, but they couldn't stop them. And the cows ran down the hill so quickly, and they immediately went up to their own calves and began licking their bodies affectionately with tears in their eyes and putting their necks around their calves. And then the coward men, who were a little bit upset, they were running after the cows, but then when they saw their coward sons, their little boys, they immediately became overwhelmed with love and affection for them. And they began grabbing their sons, placing them on their laps, giving them very tight hugs, smelling their heads and kissing them, and showing them so much affection with tears flowing from their eyes. And in this way, they became overwhelmed in praying. But who were they overwhelmed in praying for? Sri Krishna himself, in the form of their sons and calves. So now in this way, Krishna entered in the form of these calves and cowherd boys into the Vrindavan village. And now in the Vrindavan village, their mothers came forward and also embraced them. And Krishna returned home personally, and all of his cowherd friends returned. And in this way, Krishna, for one entire year, he remained in this way, in these forms. And he was constantly going into the forest of Vrindavan every day, executing his pastimes, coming back from the forest every day. And another significant point is that during this same year, who was it? Which region?
Gaurangacharya.
Gaurangacharya, he proclaimed that it is a very auspicious time now. This particular year is the most auspicious time astrologically, that all of the young girls, all the young gopi girls in Vrindavan, they should now be betrothed. Their marriages should be arranged with all the young cowherd boys, and they should be betrothed in marriage to them. Because this is the system in the ancient Vedic system of India, that when the children are very young, the parents will already arrange for their marriages. They will not necessarily live together at that time, but they will understand that we are married like this. So this betrothal by the order of Gargamuni took place. And therefore, all of the young gopis in Vrindavan, they actually took Krishna as their very husbands. So although in Brajadam, Parakiya Bhav and the mood of Krishna is my paramour lover is the prominent feature of Raja, but in actuality, by Krishna's desire, he fulfilled also the desire of the gopis, and Krishna also became their husband in this secretive way. So now, like
have
this,
you told that what Baldev told to Krishna?
No.
You have told?
No. So also now Baladev Prabhu, he was not there on this particular day in the forest when Lord Rama had stolen the calves and cows. And by the way, I forgot to mention, the reason why this was going on for one entire year is because Lord Rama, he has a time span of life which is millions and billions of years compared to the earthly years. And 1 minute or 1 moment practically of his demigod years is equivalent to one entire year on the earth planet. So during this time, for one entire year, Krishna was expanding himself in this way. So during this time, Lord Baladev, who was on that particular day, he had been kept at home because it was a special ceremony.
Birthday.
His birthday, yes. Baladev Prabhu's birthday. So he was kept at home and he did not go into the forest for cowherding as he usually does every day with Krishna. But he noticed also that what is this extraordinary thing that I'm observing? That all of these cowherd boys, when their parents see them, and when the cows see their beautiful young calves, they become so overwhelmed with affection for them, just as if that they have the same affection for Krishna. Because in Braja, every single resident of Braja, all the cows, all the gopis and gopas, they actually love Krishna as their very life and soul, even more than they love their own sons and their cow and the calves. But Baladev Prabhu noticed that, now I'm noticing that they're loving Krishna, they're loving the cows, the calves and the cowherd boys as much as they love Krishna. So I think that this must be some mystic power of my younger brother Krishna.
No, no. Any Maya cannot...
Overhead my intelligence.
Intelligence. Any Daiva Maya cannot.
They're my gods.
So who? Oh, must be my friend, my brother.
My brother, yes. And this also shows that even Baladeva Prabhu, who is the first expansion of Krishna and is equal to Krishna in practically in all ways, but even Krishna's personal potency, when he does not want Baladeva Prabhu to understand that, even Baladeva Prabhu cannot understand. So therefore Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, topmost amongst all expansions that of his own. So in this way, now
Brahma went.
So now Brahma,
then Krishna told, Baldev asked, oh, what are you doing? Even you are not satisfied with Yashoda milk, now millions of cows like your mother you are doing, and you are also taking the milk of all lakhs and lakhs gopis, even what are you doing? Then Krishna smiled and told.
So now Lord Brahma, who had gone away after he had placed these calves and these cowherd boys in the cave, and now he went to return to his own abode. But what did he find when he returned to his own abode and he tried to go there? Oh, they asked him, who are you? Because already Lord Brahma was there in his abode. But who was that Lord Brahma? That was Krishna. So now Lord Brahma, he began to realize, uh-oh, I think that I've made a mistake. And now he hurried back to the place where the cowherd boys and the calves were, and he now observed that in the forest of Vrindavan, in the same place where he left the cowherd boys and the calves, where he had taken them, now he went back there and he saw that they were again there. They were all sitting there just like they were, and they were taking their lunch just like the first time when he had stolen them, and the calves were all there. And now he began to wonder, what's going on? My mystic power is topmost in this universe. How is this possible? And then he began to think, how did they go from the cave to here? And then he went back to the cave where he had hidden the original calves and the cowherd boys, and he went there and he saw, they're also still here, lying asleep as I had put them in my mystic power. And then he decided to look back at the same time, because Lord Brahma has four heads, so he can simultaneously look in both places. And he looked back, and then he looked there, and he said, uh-oh, now I understand. This must be some mystic power of this cowherd boy Krishna. And he began to think I have made some offense. And when he came back to this place, where the cowherd boys were sitting, and he saw them all sitting there, suddenly, right in front of his eyes, by Krishna's mystic power, each one of the cowherd boys, each one of the calves, each one of their sticks, everything, they all transformed into brilliantly effulgent four-armed Vishnu forms, completely overwhelming Lord Brahma like thousands and thousands of suns effulgence. And Lord Brahma was completely astonished and overwhelmed by this feature. And now he began to understand, oh, my master, who is Krishna, my supreme master, I have created some offense against him. And in this way, now Lord Brahma, he approached Krishna in a private place within the forest. And Krishna was standing there with a couple of his cowherd boys, and he had in his hand, he had just a lump of very nice sweetmeats like laddu. And he was just standing there, and Lord Brahma approached him. And he came on his swan carrier. Lord Brahma is very effulgent and very beautiful also, and with so many golden crowns on his heads. And he got down from his swan carrier, and he came in front of Krishna, and he did full dandavat pranams in front of Krishna on the forest ground. And then he stood up with tears in his eyes, and he began to wash Krishna's lotus feet with the tears of his eyes. Now he began to circumambulate Krishna again and again with his palms folded, and he began to offer so many prayers to Krishna. In the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, these prayers are there, called Brahma Stuti, the prayers of Lord Brahma to Krishna. And in this way, he began to apologize from the core of his heart to Krishna. And Krishna was only standing there, practically unmoved by these prayers of this greatest of all the demigods, Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma again and again prayed for forgiveness from Krishna, and he glorified Krishna's supreme topmost position, the Lord of all mystic potencies. And he admitted that his mystic power was just like the light of a firefly in comparison with the brilliant effulgence of thousands and millions of suns compared to Krishna's mystic potency. So in this way, Lord Brahma was humbled. He was defeated by Krishna's mystic potency, and he begged for forgiveness, and Lord Krishna also forgave him. So this story of Lord Brahma...
Krishna never looked upon him. And all wives began to tell, Chauma, Chauma. Krishna overlooked. So he could not think that whether Krishna has forgiven or not. And then he became Haridas. And then he went to Navadvip and he begged pardon. Thank you.
We prayed there. Namidhate abhravapuse taditambaraya gunjavatans paripachal lasan mukhaya vannasraje kavalapetra vishanabenu lakshmasraje midupade pasupangayaya. Pasupangayaya. O Supreme Lord, coming from the anga of omba of Mother Jashoda, namidhyate abhravapuse, I am praying you, like clouds your body collar, and bansi in your hand, pitambar like sun rays, banmala here, and thousand and millions of cowherd boys, they are glorifying Krishna. And in fort, all the kind, symptoms were there. And then he began to pray. And in the end he prayed, Tadabhori bhagyamiha janma kima patabhyam jaj gokulepi katam marangri rajo visekam jaj jivitam to nikhilam bhagavan mukunda tadyap jat paja raja shuti mekime. All these sutis, what they are like Brahma, Sabda Brahma, transcendental. Still they are praying, but they cannot see Krishna, that lotus feet. And so, Tadabhuri Bhagyamiha, I will be very fortunate if I will be any
particle
of Braja. But I have not done anything like those. I am not pleased Krishna. So it is absurd to be a Das Bhakta or grass or tree or Vrindavan even. No creeper. Even in Gokul, where Nanda Baba house is there, it may be some sweepers, maid sweepers are coming to
clean
the stools and other things. And in evening returning to their home, they want to
clean
their feet, so there must be some
stones.
On that water given to their feet, and they are Ravi. So I want to be keep stone there to have a water from the that sweeper, I will be very happy. What to tell others? And then he prayed so many prayers. After this, one day Krishna was grazing cows. All the mother had sent their kaleva breakfast to Bhandirvan, but Krishna anyhow came near Ashokvan or nearby in the other side of Vrindavan. All the boys were very hungry. They told, "You have saved me from so many demons, but today more big demon has come.
More powerful.
And what is that?
Appetite.
Hunger. So please save me, save us. Oh Balram, oh Krishna, you can. Oh, very near, there is a very big forest of tall briksha. Tall briksha, kya karte hai?
Palm tree.
Palm tree. Oh, very beautiful scented fruits, black, like Krishna collar. Very tasteful. So, we want that you should give a chance that we should go and take. But, oh, there is a Dhenukasur, Gardavasur or donkey asur, with his 1,000 children and wives, he is protecting that forest. So, why they are protecting? No one can come. Only these fruits are for Maharaj Kamsa and his remnant to demons. So Krishna and Baldev, especially Baldev, oh, come on with me. And what became?
So this is the death of the demon Dhenukasura, donkey. Donkey represents the anatra of
complete. In brief.
The donkey represents the anatra of complete stupidity, foolishness. Isn't it? Because the donkey is very stupid. Of all animals, donkey is the most foolish. So many demons represent anattas. So some are killed by Krishna himself, but some are killed by Balaram. So Balaram represents Guru Tattva. Krishna himself does not dispel the ignorance of the conditioned jivas. He does so in the form of Sri Gurudev. So my Gurudev, your Gurudevs, all bona fide sadgurus are manifestations of Akhanda Guru Tattva, Sri Balaram Prabhu. So the destruction of Dhenukasura represents the glories of Guru Tattva. So Dhenukasura was very foolish because he forgot there is only one enjoyer of Vrindavan, that is Sri Krishna. But Dhenukasura, out of his stupidity, was thinking, Kamsa is the enjoyer and I am also the enjoyer. So this tendency to enjoy the property of Sri Krishna or Guru Gauranga, this is foolishness and this is destroyed by Gurudev. So all the cowboys smell the nice aroma coming from the tall fruits. So they moved into the forest to take advantage. Because the cowboys were thinking, because ourselves and Krishna are the same, therefore we are hungry, Krishna must also be hungry because there's no difference between us. Therefore they went to get those fruits. So as soon as they began shaking the trees, those tall fruits began dropping, tok, tok, tok. And that noise came in the ear of Dhenukasura. So Dhenukasura took the form of a huge donkey and he charged that place and began making big disturbance. So Balaram became getting furious and Dhenukasura was trying to kick the chest of Sri Baladev Prabhu. So Baladev Prabhu, in 1 second, he grabbed the hind legs of Dhenukasura and like a dry cleaner, Swayambhu Ramakrishna very quickly, and just by the centrifugal force of Balaram Guru, Dhenakasura finished his life, and Balaram threw him onto the top of one tall tree. So Dhenakasura is a very nice color, and all these other different donkeys were different colors, all came charging to finish Krishna and the suckers. So one by one, Krishna and Balaram took Dhenakasura's associates, and one by one finished their lives and threw them into the different trees. So the donkeys, as they hit the trees, one tree would fall, that would cause another tree to fall, another tree to fall. All the trees were covered.
Like an accident in America, one after another
car. Like on the highway, one car hits, then another one hits. So all the donkeys, because they were dead, urine and stool was bloating out from their bodies and covering all the tall fruits. Blood and stool were coming out. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram, the cowboys, never touched the tall fruits. Because I thought these have already been enjoyed by Kams, isn't it? Dhenakasura was looking at the fruits with an enjoying mood, therefore that reason, Krishna the cowherd boys never took those fruits to the satisfaction of Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then, one day, Krishna saw that cows and some Gwalbal, where at the time of cows grazing near Jamuna Hrada, and by the air of so much poisonous air, some cows were died, some cowherd boys also. Then Krishna, what did? You.
Om Jnanam Simirandasya.
Start on, please.
Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuram Nivitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to, in summary, tell the Leela of Kaliya, Kaliya's serpent. He was previously in some fight with Garuda, and in order to escape from Garuda, he went to Kaliya Hrida, or the lake where he made all of his poison and poisoned all the boys and calves, and even the birds who would fly by, they would also drop and die. So Krishna is so powerful and so loving, he simply glanced over his coward boys and calves, and everyone came back to life. Then Krishna wanted to punish that Kaliya, and so he jumped up onto a tree, and this tree was the only tree that was left alive, because previously Garuda had gone there and put some nectar on that tree, and that kept the tree permanently alive. Then Krishna jumped into the Kaliya lake, and in order to give his associates anxiety for his well-being, as Srila Gurudev said yesterday, sometimes in order to increase the prem of his devotees, Krishna creates disturbing situations. Sometimes a demon may come by the influence of Yoga Maya, and in this case, the demon is Kaliya, and Krishna seems like he's on the verge of death because he allowed himself to be wrapped in the coils of Kaliya, and so much fire was coming out of his many, many, many mouths. So all the residents of Vrindavan were all on the shore, and Mother Yasoda wanted to jump in and save Krishna, but she was held back and others were held back. And Baladev was also there, and he knew that Krishna is the supreme and couldn't be touched at all. So then the inhabitants of Vrindavan were also now on the verge of death, seeing Krishna in that precarious situation. So in order to bring them back to life and keep increasing their prey more and more, now Krishna jumped on the heads of Kaliya and began dancing there. And he pressed so hard on the hoods of Kaliya that Kaliya, who was previously breathing out fire, now he started coughing up blood and he was getting weaker and weaker. The wives of Kaliya, seeing their husband against Krishna, they didn't want to have anything more to do with their husbands. They were actually hoping that he would die. But once the fire turned to blood and they saw that their husband was beginning to surrender to Krishna, then they began offering very beautiful prayers, praying that their husband would be saved and also that he would be allowed to become a devotee. In Vedic culture, the wife is the submissive assistant of the husband. But if the husband is not Krishna conscious, just as in the case of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, then his wife hoped that her son-in-law would just die because of his offense to Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, when Kaliya was not surrendered, the wives of Kaliya didn't care if he died, but as soon as he began to surrender, they immediately started praying to Krishna for his deliverance. And for their pleasure, Krishna saved Kaliya. And Kaliya's heads now became purified by the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. It's stated in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Krishna had a very hidden motive also for dancing on Kaliya, because Janmadyasyataha, everything in existence has its source in the Absolute Truth, as Srila Gurudev was explaining on the first night. He is the cause of everything, the maintenance of everything, and the destruction of everything. So, just as in this world, young boys like to show off to young girls to attract their attention, Krishna wanted to attract the gopis by being such a wonderful dancer on the hoods of Kaliya. And as stated in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he even performed a Rasalila on the hoods of Kaliya. So Kaliya was saved by the prayers of the queens and the mercy of the Lord. But Krishna ordered Kaliya that, I don't want you to stay here. Now you should go to another place so that my associates won't be disturbed anymore. But Kaliya by now was a pure devotee and he left with his wives and Krishna went back on the land and everyone's prayer was uplifted more and more. Praying by nature is unlimited and there's no room for increase and yet it increases at every moment. So as soon as Krishna went back on the land, his father, mother and all of his coward boyfriends embraced him and again became happy.
Thank you. One day Krishna with his cowherd boys. He was taking breakfast. All the boys in circles, they were there. Those who are behind, they were his side, here, there, all were saying that Krishna is with me, in front of me. And then cows, they went to graze and getting behind Krishna, or seeing very
green
crosses, and they went. And they were in Tagan Lane, in a forest, where there was no water, only sun rays. And in the meantime, Kans sent his one
demon
and he make fire in that forest. Also the friends of Krishna, they never told anything and they also went to search their cows and they also went there. Both were
surrounded
by fire and fire with the help of air. Oh, very big in black place, fire was there. Then they called Krishna and Baldev. At once Krishna came and told them, oh, close your eyes. Why? Because they will go to Braja and tell mother. Like one day they told that Krishna had taken
birds.
And then Yashoda was going to beat him. So if she will hear that he has eaten fire, then she may be angry and she will chastise me. So he told that, oh, close your eyes. And when they closed, at once they saw they are sitting on the same tree where they were taking breakfast. All the cows were there. And all this. What is this? That is, Krishna is himself what? Lords of Lord. He is Avatari Krishna. He was not a simple cowherd boy. And he killed Putana, very big demon. Also he took fire in his mouth. He jumped in the ocean of
poison.
He took Giriraj in his left hand for 7 days. Anyone cannot do. So here also, he ate the fire and set cows and
cowherd.
He killed Brahmasu, who was very, very lamba and very much powerful, what Krishna called. After that, Dasdev or Sukhdev is telling the Venu Gita. Sometimes Krishna used to go to Ittam Sarata Satcha Jalam Padmakar Sugandhina Nevasat Bhaivna Bhatam Shago Paluko Achyuta Kusumatapan Raj Sushma Bhinga Dijikul Ghushta Saran Mahidram Madhupate Avagaji Acharyan Ga Shahpaspal Balachikujbenam. Now, after summer day, rain came, very beautiful Krishna cows grazing, and after that Sarad Ritu came. All everywhere water is very pure, very beautiful fragrant air was blowing. At that time, Kusumita Banaraji Sushbe Bhing and Bumblebee. Oh, by the fragrance of the flowers, they became mad and they were singing here and there. And Krishna at that time, with Baladev Prabhu and thousands and millions of cowherd boys and cows, he entered one forest to another he was going. At that time, what Brajastriya are doing? All the gopis, they cannot tolerate the Vira for a moment of Krishna. So, they with their sakhis, those who are favorable, what? Swajatiya.
Like-minded
gopi. Oh, in this house, that house, everywhere. With their bhavakarna. Bhavakarna means?
Eyes of their ears. Ears of their means.
By bhavakarna. Or they heard the Krishna flow. Krishna was not there. Krishna was in forest, very far away. But here in their houses, in separation mode, they heard the sweet float of Krishna and then began to tell to others, though Krishna was not there, but they thought, in Krishna in prison, not he was, and they were telling each other. But they could not tell. Why? Smara. Because their virahta, they could not speak so many things. Then Sukadeva Goswami telling, Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapo Karnaya Karnikaram Bibhradvasa Kanak Kapisang Bhajanti Chamalam Arandran Venu Ratar Sudhaya Puriyan Gopa Vindai Vindaranyam Sabadaravanam Prabhishati. Beautiful Krishna. There are so many
description of Krishna's
beauty is of Krishna. Brahma told what? Namidhyate Abhrabhushya. He told us. And Jagik Patni, Shyamang Hiranya Paridhim, Balmalya Paraha. Also Brahma has told Lakshmi, Namidhyate in Brahma Sanghita. Venu Karantam Arabinda Dalaya Taksham Varahavatansam Kandarva Koti Kamaniya Sobham Govindamadipur. But pest is now Midhyate Abhrapapushe. Varahapidam Natavarbapu Karnayo Karnikar. This. So, they were telling all these things to other Sakhi. What atnatang phalam idam param idam na param vidama sakya pasuna anube vayase ato vayase vaktram prajesa sutayo anube nu vijustam jaiva nipitam anu ratta kata. Oh, Aranya Maharaj.
Kya?
अरे आज समय हो गया अभी अभी इन लोगों का कितना प्रोग्राम है मैं नहीं जानता.
They are telling have learned so hard so many times, especially in last year when we meet another in Hindi. So give them chance to listen.
अच्छा थोड़ा सा दे देंगे ठीक.
This is describing Braji Gopi's Purva Rag. Attachment to Shri Krishna prior to having the opportunity to meet with him. One gopi said, Akshanvatam phalamidam na param vidhavam sakya pasuna nubhavesha yatvavayase vaktram rajesha sutayor anuven ujushtam yarvani pitam anurakta kataksham oksham. Kosaki, I think that the fruit for all living entities who are possessed of eyes is simply to see this beautiful sight. What beautiful sight? The sight of Bhaktam Brajesha Sutayo. Brajesh, the king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj Sutayo. He has two sons, Krishna and Balaram. They are not taking the name of Krishna and Balaram, only saying two sons of Brajesh. The real fruit of having eyes is simply to see the two sons of the king of Braja entering into the forest, taking their cows in front of them, surrounded by so many friends, and Krishna is in front, Anuvenu Yushtam, playing on the flute, and Balaram Prabhu is little behind. He's staying back. And at that time, Yavanipita Manarapta Katapsha Moksha. They have so much affection in their hearts and they're glancing here and there at the other bridge buses as they're entering into the forest. So these verses of Venu Gita, they are the manifestation of Abhidta Bhav. One Sanchari Bhav, transitory system of assisting emotion, is called Abhidta Bhav. It means Raja Gopis, they have one feeling, but they want to hide it. They are ashamed, they are shy. They don't want to express it outside. Even among their friends, they dare not say what they are feeling. Yet, our acharyas who are very rasic, they can identify what is their real root. Really, Gopis are saying, Braktam Brajesa Shitayo, those who see the two sons of the king of Braj, they are mentioning here Baldev to hide the fact that really they have attachment only for Krishna. To hide this fact. Or, especially, better than this, the fruit of seeing, having eyes, is what? Vaktram Rajesa Sutayo. The king of Braj, there are two. One is Nanda Maharaj. And the other one? Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And so they have Sutta and Sutar. Means son and daughter. So Brajesha Sutayo means the son of Nanda Maharaj and the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Your eyes are not perfect until you have seen. Vakam Brajesha Sutayo Anu Venu Jushta. Anu Venu Jushta means one is playing the flute, then the other is playing the flute. What is that? That means when Krishna plays the flute. It's very beautiful. But when his eyes fall on the beauty of Sri Radha, then he becomes stunned and he plays in the wrong way, wrong notes. Then Radhika will take, no, not like that, like this. And then take his flute and then she will begin to play. Krishna is astonished. At that time, Yavani Pita Manarapta Kataksha Moksha, how they glance towards each other with so much affection. Oh, if you can see this, oh, then your life is successful and your eyes are successful.
कोई गोपी कहने लगी ओहो ये मूढ़ जो हरिणियां हैं कितनी सौभाग्यवती हैं अपने पतियों के साथ वो कौन हरिण
कृष्ण साथ
उनके काले काले धब्बे होते हैं अपने पतियों के साथ में कृष्ण के सामने आकर उनके आंखों में आंखें मिलाकर अपने आंखों से कृष्ण की आरती उतारती हैं और प्रणय की भीख मांग रही हैं वो और हम गोपों की स्त्रियां होकर के भी हम कृष्ण के निकट जा नहीं सकते नहीं तो हमारी टांग तोड़ देंगे हमारे पति लोग तो धन्य हिरणी यदि हम हिरणी होकर के आती तो कृष्ण के समीप तो चली जाती हमारा पति भी जाता और क्या ओ, देखो तो कृष्ण कैसे हैं गावस्त्य कृष्ण मुख निर्गत वेणु गीत कृष्ण के वेणु गीत को श्रवण करके और उनके मुख से जो वेणु गीत है वेणु सुन करके और उनका अत्यंत सुंदर रूप देख करके गायें क्या करती हैं घास खा रही हैं घास को खाना बंद कर दिया उसके मुख में ही रह गया न निकल सकती हैं और न भीतर ले जा सकती हैं और उनके बछड़ों को देखो कैसा कृष्ण के प्रति अनुराग बंसी की ध्वनि से मोहित होकर के दूध जो मैया के स्तन से लिया है उनके गले में अटक रहा है उसको न तो निकल रहे हैं न बाहर कर रहे हैं ऐसा प्रेम हम भी यदि गायों के बछड़े होते गाय होते तो हमारा जीवन सार्थक हो जाता पूर्णा कुलिंद कुरु गाज पदाब जराग ओ यमुना नदी को देखो तो कैसी सौभाग्यवती है कृष्ण स्वयं उनके किनारे बंसी बजाते हैं त्रिभंग रूप से और यमुना नदी क्या करती है प्रेम में बढ़ करके काम का उद्वेग आ जाता है इसलिए पूरा पानी यहां तक आ जाता है उनको आलिंगन करने के लिए किंतु कृष्ण को देखती हैं कि ये तो निरपेक्ष हैं, तो लज्जा के मारे नीचे उतर करके उनके चरणों में कमल का उपहार देती हैं। अब तो हम यही चाहते हैं कि नदी बन जाए और कृष्ण को चरणों में अपने हृदय के कमल को दे सके। इस प्रकार से गोपियां तरह तरह से बंसी गीत की और कृष्ण का वो वर्णन कर रहे हैं। एक वन से कृष्ण दूसरे वन में जा रहे हैं और जो गायों को दोहन करने के लिए रस्सी है, पैर को बांधने के लिए, बछड़े को बांधने के लिए, उसको सिर पर बांध रखा है जैसे ग्वाले करते हैं, और रस्सी बड़ी सुंदर लगती है, सबके चित्त को मोह रही है, और इस प्रकार से सभी तन्मय होकर के उनकी लीलाओं का गान कर रहे हैं। ऐसी वेणु गीत का गायन किया। इसके बाद में भ्रमर गीत, गोपी गीत, ये सब श्रीमद् भागवत के प्राण हैं। समय नहीं, समय हो चुका है, इसलिए थोड़ा सा टच किया। अंत में हमने बतलाया कि हमारा भजन का उद्देश्य क्या, व्हाट इज दी एंड ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ साधन भजन, व्हाट इज दैट टॉपिक दैट चैतन्य राय रामानंद टोल्ड टू
चैतन्य महाप्रभु,
चैतन्य महाप्रभु, राधा दर्शन, वनली राधा दर्शन, एंड व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस, ओ अनुगत्य ऑफ गोपीज, वनली अनुगत्य, प्रैक्टिस भक्ति योग रागानुगा मार्ग इन द गाइडेंस ऑफ गोपीज, स्मरण कृष्ण, ओ मेडिटेट कृष्ण, एंड मोर देन दैट व्हाट
हिज एसोसिएट्स
हु लाइक फ्रेंड्स, लाइक फादर मदर, मोस्टली लाइक रूप मंजन एंड हिज सखीज, दिस इज द प्रोसेस वन। सो फ्रॉम टुडे you should not neglect your guru mantra. Guru nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. You should always be loyal to guru, and that will give loyalty to Krishna. Always remember sikh manas sikha guru goste gosthale. So what guru has given mantra, talk to button. Daily you should meditate one quantity. At that time, you should sit straight, take your mind from your body and give it to Krishna and Radhika and meditate all the months, daily. Your position, wealth and other things cannot give you happiness, never. They cannot realize your soul or super soul. What you have, wealth and all these things, only they are part, like in Ekadasha Skand it has been told, Nitya
Tidena
Bittena Dubarlaha. These are all self-killer, not helping it. If they are anyhow offered to Krishna and his devotees, then anyhow we will be saved. So daily you should chant and remember what Gurudev has given mantra. And your behavior, like Rupa Goswami has told, Krishna ki jasya green tang manushadriyat dikshasti cheta panat bhishya bhajan tamisham निंदा सुन्न हृदय में प्रतिसंग लब्धा शुश्रूषया भजन भिक्ष मन। सो ऑलवेज रिमेंबर दीज श्लोक, ट्राई टू फॉलो। इफ यू वांट टू हैव टू कम इन दिस प्रोसेस, फर्स्ट फॉलो उपदेशामृतम, विदाउट फॉलोइंग यू कैन नॉट अटेन। सो anyhow, you should not hear the criticize of your Gurudev, any Bhagavat and Krishna or Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Never. So I am giving all these things, you should follow. and preach my mission of work distribution also. But always try to develop your Krishna consciousness by your mantra that Guru has given. This mantra is very powerful. So don't neglect and don't be weak. My blessings to you all and especially to three families who have done this. And after one Kirtan Krishna Das.
All those who have taken diksha and made their collection, they can come and give it to Gurudev.
Yes.
Also, anyone and then, to the airport,
what program? Hey.
उसके बाद में आरती करके भागवत ले
अभी ड्रामा
ये पहले
ये कर करके रख करके ऑफिस
ड्रामा कितने मिनट का है ड्रामा कितने मिनट
एक 15 मिनट का दूसरा भी 15 मिनट का
तो मैं एक देर करके चला
those who are here hearing participating in hari katha now last day dambandhan leela perhaps and also jamalarjun bhanjan
finished yesterday
finished
yeah. Shamarani
now also there is a story fall back Bikrayani fruit seller lady how he gave up everything to Krishna he wanted to take the darshan of Krishna but Krishna was increasing his
eagerness
and at last she told that today I will see otherwise I will give up my life She sat on the front of the door of Nanda Baba and waiting. Oh, Krishna lo, Govinda lo, like this. Not fruit. Krishna lo, Govinda lo. And Krishna now, he came naked because his age was about 2½ or some months. And he took some
grains
means wheat and he came and he gave it to only 2-3 were here
left
otherwise
all
gone and thus he gave him that basket of fruit sellers and then she was looking after the face of Krishna So much attached. Krishna told, Oh, give me fruits. Oh, I will give you, but one condition. You should tell me mother and sit on my lap, then I will give you. And then Krishna saw that, Oh.
Mother is looking.
Anyone is there or not? What they will tell? And he saw that none is there. And very quickly, in a second, he sat down on her lap and told, Oh, mother. And he stood up and, Oh, mother, give me. Then she gave fruit. But what he gave? Not only fruit. His life and soul, everything. And he became soulless like. Krishna took her life as heart and went to mother and gave the fruits to mother. Mother distributed all, but still
more were there.
More was increasing. And very sweet. Mango, banana,
guava.
So many things. And then she said, no sense. It became evening. And the gopi came, what are you doing here? Now it is evening, you should go. And then he, what?
Shake her.
And then she saw and took her basket on her head and began to go. When he reached to the
bank of Jamuna,
heavy load. He took and saw it was full of jewels, all jewels. And then she took that basket and threw it in Jamuna and became mad like Devahuti mother. And what became? Anyone never saw him. Perhaps she became mad in Krishna prem, and Krishna gave him more than Putana Gati.
Never saw Mother Jasoda.
And then her life was successful. But Nanda Baba called a meeting, council of Upananda and all others. And they were thinking, here in Gokul, so many sufferings are coming, problems are coming, so many demons are coming. And also the grasses of that fields are now
going to be end.
And so decided to go to Vrindavan. And thus all the cows, calves, all the gopi and all, they crossed the Jamuna and went to Vrindavan, where Chatikara is ground there. The real name is Sakatikara. Sakti means a cord. All the cords were in round, half round way.
Half circle.
They were done. And so many thorns outside that any should not come there. And thus Chattikara Gram was there. And from there, Krishna, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, growing up. And when he began to graze course, he was eagerly requesting to his father. Thus father made arrangement. And Yashoda mother decorated him. Krishna and Baldev, all Sakha, thousands and millions of Sakha, wear their cows, joined Krishna. Though Yashoda mother, out of love, she did not want it that he should go to
cow herding.
But yet Krishna was so determined that he went. One day he was going and saw that on the bank of Jamuna, very weak prani.
Animal. Creature.
Like Bakasur. Head was touching a sky and very big. They thought that any mountain is there. But he was sent by Kansa to kill. So when Krishna went there nearby, at once by his
beak,
he picked up in his mouth and swallowed. But Krishna became like firing
ball.
Very hot. At once he
threw it out
from his mouth. And again wanted to bite. But Krishna, he took his two and
tore apart.
What he did? Like Hindi, motha ki bhati,
cheer diya.
Usse cheer karke do khandon mein vibhag kar diya. What?
Bifurcated.
So I cannot express my all these things in English language, but in Hindi and Sanskrit. Oh, very good. These all languages, English language or Russian or
Spanish.
Chinese, Portuguese, or Spanish language, French language. all are lame. that no words, prem, shneh, maan, prane, raag, only word love. What is love? They think that love or lust is love, but really lust is not love. Oh, मैं तुमसे बहुत प्यार करता हूँ. क्या करता है? झूठा. कुछ नहीं प्यार. So English and all languages cannot express the meaning of Sanskrit Bhagavatam. There is no meaning of Brahma. Any word? Paramatma? Anyhow. So, thus Bakasura was killed. And what Krishna did? Gave him Sarupya Mukti. Why? He had not done anything. He should have Sayuja Mukti. But why Sarupya? Because by the relation of her Putana, because he made motherly form and told lalla lalla for this. One day he was going and he saw a big serpent. Thousands of devotees, Gwalbal were with him and cops. And what? Who will tell among you?
Bhumipati?
Do you know? He is not here. Oh, he is sitting behind. Do you know the story of Agasura?
Agasura? Not so well.
You should try.
Srila Gurudev has requested me to come and speak before the devotees. We can see that Gurudev has a comedic nature.
he's called humorous.
A clown.
Humorous. Because he doesn't consider qualified.
To speak before the Vaishnavas, but I try to do my best. He's asked me to speak on the Leela of Krishna swallowing Agasura. Krishna being swallowed by Agasura. Krishna's coward boyfriend. So, during this particular pastime, Krishna's cowherd boyfriends were playing and they were wanted to run ahead of Krishna. And they went forward and they saw a great mountain. It was like a cave, because Agasura's head reached up to the clouds in the sky, and they thought it was a very large cave. So they didn't so much consider or had a fearful situation, because they knew Krishna would protect them under any circumstance. So they had no fear. There was no fear within their heart, because seeing this situation, and some of the cowherd boys thought, oh, this is one of the cowherd boys that said, it looks like a great demon. And one said, it looks like a great big cave. But they said, no matter, Krishna is here to protect us, and Krishna will protect us. So no matter, they went fearlessly and entered into the mouth of Agasura. So Krishna was witnessing this particular event, and Krishna was thinking, oh, how wonderful my Maya works, because Maya is the external energy of Krishna, and he's experiencing this, he's seeing this. All these energies of Krishna are actually non-different in the sense, because they're all Krishna's energies. Internal energy, external energy, or marginal energy, they're all Krishna's energy. So he's seeing, but he was in such wonder at how great this particular demon had become. He was so big, and he was wondering, so what shall I do to save my coward boyfriends? So Krishna entered also into the mouth of Agasura behind his friends, and Krishna became very, very hot. And when Agasura closed his mouth, he could feel the hot, the burning sensation in his throat. So when this particular event happened, he felt the heat and the fire from Krishna, and the spirit soul left. He was killed by Krishna, shot up from the top of his head. So in this way,
light, flashing light came from his head.
From his head, and emerged into Krishna's feet.
Then
all the Krishna's coward boyfriends came out of the mouth of Agasura, and they were saved by Krishna. It
became a playground, and then his body became a playground for them. Like a slide, his tongue.
Oh, yes, this one place Gurudev took us, Raj Mandala, where they had the slide, where... Yes, where this Agasura demon was killed. I don't remember so much the whole past.
Thank you. What became? You?
Of Agasura.
What became after that? That light came and she was waiting. Light. Krishna saw towards cowherd boys and calves. And at once Amrit came from his eyes. And all now were came in life, and they came out of mouth of Agasura, and then light what was waiting in his coil, she came and mixed in Krishna lotus feet. Sarupi Mukti he also. Usually demons have Saiji Mukti, but Bakasur and Agasur, being the relative of Baki means Putana, they were liberated at Sarupi Mukti. But there was a very strong, strange thing that what happened in 1 year, next year, they were telling all these stories to others. Brahma, in the sky he was hiding, and he saw these sweet pastimes of. Then, go.
Om Jnanati Milandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So as Srila Gurudev said, in the sky, the demigods, they were all watching this amazing event of Krishna killing Akasura. And amongst them, the chief of the demigods, Lord Brahma, he was also watching. And he was becoming very much amazed and very much amused by the power of Krishna. So there came a desire with him to actually test Krishna. And what he decided to do one day, when the cowherd boys came with Krishna through the forest, every day, the young cowherd boys, this is when Krishna had only the calves, not the grown-up cows, and the cowherd boys were very little like him when he first began his cowherding pastimes. So Krishna would go into the forest every day with the cowherd boys, and also they would play so many games in the forest as they were going. Oh, some of them would act like they were peacocks. Some of them would play like they were bulls with horns, and they would put cloths over themselves. Some of them would cry out the sounds of the birds flying in the sky back and forth, and they would chase their shadows on the ground. And many, many other games, hide and seek, and like this. And so when it came time for them to have their lunch break, at the same time, the cowherd boys, they were carrying with them from their houses, each of their mothers had made so many very nice preparations for their lunch. So many nice fruits and sweets and lagdus and so many nice preparations. And they would sit down with Krishna in a huge semicircle. Krishna would sit in the middle, and he would be facing to all of his cowherd friends, who would first one circle sitting around him, then another circle, almost like we're sitting in this room around Srila Gurudev. So Krishna would be looking at each one of them, and they would have in front of them, they would be using leaves as plates, and sometimes also they would be using stones, which were shaped exactly like talis, like plates. We also go there on Braj Mandala Parikrama by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, and we see this very place, Bhojan Thali, where the cowherd boys, you can still see that the stones have the shapes of plates there, roundish plates, where they actually ate off of those. So so Krishna was every day sitting with the cowherd boys like this, and this particular day he was sitting there, and there were hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys sitting in front of Krishna. And all the calves, they were grazing nearby to that place. There were thousands and thousands of calves. And so when Krishna began to eat, he was looking and having so many gestures with his eyes to all of his cowherd friends, playing so many games and speaking to them very happily. And the amazing thing is that every single cowherd boy, of all the thousands who were sitting there, even if they were quite some distance from Krishna, each one of them simultaneously felt that, oh, Krishna is looking at me. Oh, Krishna is joking with me. Oh, Krishna is having his breakfast directly with me. Why? Because Krishna is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead. He is the absolute truth and the center of all existence. So, in this way, Krishna, just as a little cowherd boy, was playing. And Lord Brahma, because he had seen this Agasura pastime, he decided to test and see, who is this cowherd boy? What kind of potency he has? So Lord Brahma decided that he would play a trick on Krishna. And what he did was, gradually, as the calves were grazing, they began to stray some distance away, and Lord Brahma actually took, by his mystic power, he took all of those calves and he placed them some distance away from there into a cave. So now the cowherd boys had noticed that the calves had gone missing. And Krishna told to the cowherd boys, oh, I don't want that you will be disturbed. You should remain here and take your lunch. I will go, I will bring the calves back. So then Krishna, he went from that place and he began to search here and there and everywhere for the calves, but he did not find them. And then when he came back to see where the cowherd boys were, they were also gone. Because Lord Brahma in the meantime had come and he had also taken all the cowherd boys. And he had transferred them to this distant place also where there was a cave, and he kept them there by his mystic power. So little Krishna, who was sitting there, was standing there. Now, of course, Krishna has two aspects. In his Naravat, in his human-like pastimes, he is Mukdata. He plays just like any little boy within this world, just like we heard Damodar Leela. Krishna's running away from his mother, he's crying so many tears, and he's actually frightened. But that aspect of Krishna being like an ordinary child within this world is his supreme glory, and this is brought about by his Yogamaya potency, that he forgets himself, that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But at the same time, Krishna is also Sarvajñata, knowing everything. Absolutely everything is known by Krishna. So at this time, Krishna, through his internal potency, he also understood that, oh, this is Lord Brahma who has taken away my calves and my cowherd boys. But then he began to think, oh, this will not be possible for me to go back to my home at the end of the day. Because, oh, how will Mother Yashoda feel? How will all the other cowherd women and cowherd men feel? But also Krishna knew so many other things. He knew that all the ladies in Vrindavan, they had a desire out of their vatsalya prema for Krishna, that they wanted to feed Krishna with their own breast milk. And he knew also that all the cows, they also have this mood that they want to give their own milk from their own udders directly to Krishna. And also one other very confidential point is that at this time, well, I'll tell that in a second. This is a different point. So at this point, then Krishna, he, by his mystic power, which is the topmost supreme mystic power in the whole creation, now Krishna expanded his very own self as each and every cowherd boy and every single calf. And this was completely down to the slightest detail, identical with each one of them. He became their dress, he became their physical features, their voices, their flutes, their cowherd horns, their sticks, and he became all of the calves. Every single one of them became, Krishna became exactly identical to them. And in this way, now Krishna began to proceed back from the forest at the end of the day in the form of all these cowherd boys and calves. So something very amazing began to happen. When the calves came into view of the cowherd men who and the cows, the elderly cows, who were grazing nearby near Govardhan Hill, when the cows saw their calves coming from a distance, they became completely overwhelmed with love and affection for their calves. And they began running and running down the hill. The cowherd men were actually trying to pull them and to stop them from running away, but they couldn't stop them. And the cows ran down the hill so quickly, and they immediately went up to their own calves and began licking their bodies affectionately with tears in their eyes and putting their necks around their calves. And then the cowherd men, who were a little bit upset, they were running after the cows, but then when they saw their cowherd sons, their little boys, they immediately became overwhelmed with love and affection for them. And they began grabbing their sons, placing them on their laps, giving them very tight hugs, smelling their heads and kissing them, and showing them so much affection with tears flowing from their eyes. And in this way, oh, they became overwhelmed in praying. But who were they overwhelmed in praying for? Sri Krishna himself, in the form of their sons and calves. So now in this way, Krishna entered in the form of these calves and cowherd boys into the Vrindavan village. And now in the Vrindavan village, their mothers came forward and also embraced them. And Krishna returned home personally, and all of his cowherd friends returned. And in this way, Krishna, for one entire year, he remained in this way, in these forms, and he was constantly going into the forest of Vrindavan every day, executing his pastimes, coming back from the forest every day. And another significant point is that during this same year, who was it? Which region?
Gargacharya.
Gargacharya, he proclaimed that it is a very auspicious time now. This particular year is the most auspicious time astrologically, that all of the young girls, all the young gopi girls in Vrindavan, they should now be betrothed. Their marriages should be arranged with all the young cowherd boys, and they should be betrothed in marriage to them. Because this is the system in the ancient Vedic system of India, that when the children are very young, the parents will already arrange for their marriages. They will not necessarily live together at that time, but they will understand that we are married like this. So this betrothal, by the order of Garga Muni, took place. And therefore, all of the young gopis in Vrindavan, they actually took Krishna as their very husbands. So, although in Brajadam, Parakiya Bhav and the mood of Krishna is my paramour lover is the prominent feature of Braja, but in actuality, by Krishna's desire, he fulfilled also the desire of the gopis, and Krishna also became their husband in this secretive way. So, now like this...
Have you told that what Baldev told to Krishna?
No.
You have told?
No.
Yes.
So also, now Baladev Prabhu, he was not there on this particular day in the forest when Lord Brahma had stolen the calves and cows. And by the way, I forgot to mention, the reason why this was going on for one entire year is because Lord Brahma, he has a time span of life which is millions and billions of years compared to the earthly years. And 1 minute or 1 moment practically of his demigod years is equivalent to one entire year on the earth planet. So during this time, so for one entire year, Krishna was expanding himself in this way. So during this time, Lord Baladev, who was on that particular day, he had been kept at home because it was a special ceremony.
Birthday.
His birthday, yes, Baladev Prabhu's birthday. So he was kept at home and he did not go into the forest for cowherding as he usually does every day with Krishna. But he noticed also that what is this extraordinary thing that I'm observing? That all of these cowherd boys, when their parents see them, and when the cows see their beautiful young calves, they become so overwhelmed with affection for them, just as if that they have the same affection for Krishna. Because in Braja, every single resident of Braja, all the cows, all the gopis and gopas, they actually love Krishna as their very life and soul, even more than they love their own sons and their cow and the calves. But Baladev Prabhu noticed that, oh, now I'm noticing that they're loving Krishna, they're loving their cows, their calves and the cowherd boys as much as they love Krishna. So I think that this must be some mystic power of my younger brother Krishna.
No. Any Maya cannot...
Cowherd my intelligence.
Any Daiva Maya cannot.
Demigods.
So who? Oh, must be my friend, my brother.
Yes. And this also shows that even Baladev Prabhu, who is the first expansion of Krishna and is equal to Krishna in practically in all ways, but even Krishna's personal potency, when he does not want Baladev Prabhu to understand that, even Baladev Prabhu cannot understand. So therefore, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, topmost amongst all expansions that of his own. So in this way, now
Brahma went.
So now Brahma.
Then Krishna told. Baldev asked, "Oh, what are you doing? Even you are not satisfied with Yashoda milk. Now millions of cows like your mother you are doing, and you are also taking the milk of all lakhs and lakhs gopis. Even what are you doing?" Then Krishna smiled and told.
So now Lord Brahma, who had gone away after he had placed these calves and these cowherd boys in the cave, and now he went to return to his own abode. But what did he find when he returned to his own abode and he tried to go there? Oh, they asked him, "Who are you?" Because already Lord Brahma was there in his abode. But who was that Lord Brahma? That was Krishna. So now Lord Brahma, he began to realize, uh-oh, I think that I've made a mistake. And now he hurried back to the place where the cowherd boys and the calves were, and he now observed that in the forest of Vrindavan, in the same place where he left the cowherd boys and the calves, where he had taken them, now he went back there and he saw that they were again there. They were all sitting there just like they were, and they were taking their lunch just like the first time when he had stolen them, and the calves were all there. And now he began to wonder, what's going on? My mystic power is topmost in this universe. How is this possible? And then he began to think, how did they go from the cave to here? And then he went back to the cave where he had hidden the original calves and the cowherd boys, and he went there and he saw, they're also still here, lying asleep as I had put them in my mystic power. And then he decided to look back at the same time, because Lord Brahma has four heads, so he can simultaneously look in both places. And he looked back, and then he looked there, and he said, uh-oh, now I understand. This must be some mystic power of this cowherd boy Krishna. And he began to think, I think I have made some offense. And when he came back to this place, where the cowherd boys were sitting, and he saw them all sitting there, suddenly, right in front of his eyes, by Krishna's mystic power, each one of the cowherd boys, each one of the calves, each one of their sticks, everything, they all transformed into brilliantly effulgent four-armed Vishnu forms, completely overwhelming Lord Brahma, like thousands and thousands of suns effulgence. And Lord Brahma was completely astonished and overwhelmed by this feature. And now he began to understand, oh, my master, who is Krishna, my supreme master, I have created some offense against him. And in this way, now Lord Brahma, he approached Krishna in a private place within the forest. And Krishna was standing there with a couple of his cowherd boys. And he had in his hand, he had just a lump of very nice sweetmeats like laddu. And he was just standing there, and Lord Brahma approached him. And he came on his swan carrier. Lord Brahma is very effulgent and very beautiful also, and with so many golden crowns on his heads. And he got down from his swan carrier, and he came in front of Krishna, and he did full dandavat pranams in front of Krishna on the forest ground. And then he stood up with tears in his eyes, and he began to wash Krishna's lotus feet with the tears of his eyes. Now he began to circumambulate Krishna again and again with his palms folded, and he began to offer so many prayers to Krishna. In the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, these prayers are there, called Brahma Stuti, the prayers of Lord Brahma to Krishna. And in this way, he began to apologize from the core of his heart to Krishna. And Krishna was only standing there, practically unmoved by these prayers of this greatest of all the demigods, Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma again and again prayed for forgiveness from Krishna, and he glorified Krishna's supreme topmost position, the Lord of all mystic potencies. And he admitted that his mystic power was just like the light of a firefly in comparison with the brilliant effulgence of thousands and millions of suns compared to Krishna's mystic potency. So in this way, Lord Brahma was humbled. He was defeated by Krishna's mystic potency, and he begged for forgiveness, and Lord Krishna also forgave him. So this story of Lord Brahma...
Krishna never looked upon him, and all boys began to tell, hey, chauma, chauma, chauma. Krishna overlooked. So he could not think that whether Krishna has forgiven or not. And then he became Haridas. And then he went to Navadvip and he begged pardon. Thank you. He prayed there, Namidhyate Abhravapuse Taditambaraya Gunjavatansa Paripachalasan Mukhaya Bannasraje Kavalabetra Vishanabenu Lakshmasraje Midupade Pasupangajaya. Pasupangajaya. Oh, Supreme Lord, coming from the anga of omba of Mother Yashoda, Namidhyate Abhravapuse,
I am praying you like clouds your body color and bansi in your hand. Pitambar like sun rays, banmala here, and thousands and millions of cowherd boys, they are glorifying Krishna. And in fourth, all the kind, symptoms were there. And then he began to pray. And in the end he prayed, Tadabhori bhagyamiha janma kima patabhyam jaj gokulepi katam varangri rajo visekam jajivitam to nikhilam bhagavan mukunda tadyapi jat paja raja shruti mekime. All these shrutis, what they are? They are like Brahma, Shabda Brahma, transcendental. Still they are praying, but they cannot see Krishna, that lotus feet. And so, Tadabhuri Bhagyamiha, I will be very fortunate if I will be any
particle
of Braja. But I have not done anything like those. I am not pleased Krishna. So it is absurd to be a Das Bhakta or grass or tree or Vrindavan even. No creeper. Even in Gokul, where Nanda Baba house is there, it may be some sweepers, maid sweepers are coming to
clean
the stools and other things. And in evening returning to their home, they want to
clean
their feet, so there must be some
stones.
On that water given to their feet and they are rubbing. So I want to be keep stone there to have a water from that sweeper, I will be very happy. What to tell others? And then he prayed so many prayers. After this, one day Krishna was grazing cows. All the mother has sent their kaleva breakfast to Bhandir Ban. But Krishna anyhow came near Ashok Ban or nearby in the other side of Vrindavan. All the boys were very hungry. They told, you have saved me from so many demons, but today more big demon has come.
More powerful.
And what is that?
Appetite.
Hunger. So please save me, save us. Oh Balram, oh Krishna, you can. Oh, very near, there is a very big forest of tall briksha. Tall briksha, kya kahte hain?
Palm tree.
Oh, very beautiful scented fruits, black, like Krishna collar. Very tasteful. So, we want that you should give a chance that we should go and take. But, there is a Dhenukasur, Gardabasur or Donkey Asur, with his thousand children and wives, he is protecting that forest. So, why they are protecting? No one can come. Only these fruits are for Maharaj Kamsa and his remnant to demons. So Krishna and Baldev, especially Baldev, oh, come on with me. And he went. And what became?
Grantvalamasya Gananjana Slakya Chakshuram Vitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukum Karoti Vachanam Bhangum Langete Girim Yatkipatamam Vande Sri Guru Dhinadharine. So this is the death of the demon Denakasura, donkey. Donkey represents the anatta of complete
In brief.
The donkey represents the anatta of complete stupidity, foolishness. Isn't it? Because the donkey is very stupid. Of all animals, donkey is the most foolish. So many demons represent anattas. So some are killed by Krishna himself, but some are killed by Balaram. So Balaram represents Guru Tattva. Krishna himself does not dispel the ignorance of the conditioned jivas. He does so in the form of Sri Gurudev. So my Gurudev, your Gurudev, all bona fide sadgurus are manifestations of Akhanda Guru Tattva, Sri Balaram Prabhu. So the destruction of Denakasura represents the glories of Guru Tattva. So Denakasura was very foolish because he forgot there is only one enjoyer of Vrindavan, that is Sri Krishna. But Denakasura, out of his stupidity, was thinking, Kamsa is the enjoyer and I am also the enjoyer. So this tendency to enjoy the property of Sri Krishna or Guru Gauranga, this is foolishness and this is destroyed by Gurudev. So all the cowboys smell the nice aroma coming from the tal fruits. So they moved into the forest to take advantage. Because the cowboys were thinking, because ourselves and Krishna are the same, therefore we are hungry, Krishna must also be hungry because there's no difference between us. Therefore they went to get those fruits. So as soon as they began shaking the trees, those tal fruits began dropping, tok, tok, tok. And that noise came in the ear of Denakasura. So Denakasura took the form of a huge donkey and he charged that place and began making big disturbance. So Balaram became getting furious and Denakasura was trying to kick the chest of Sri Baladev Prabhu. So Baladev Prabhu, in 1 second, he grabbed the hind legs of Denakasura and like a dry cleaner, he spun it around very quickly, and just by the centrifugal force of Balaram Prabhu, Denakasura finished his life and Balaram threw him onto the top of one tal tree. So Denakasura was a very nice color and all these other different donkeys with different colors all came charging to finish Krishna and the suckers. So, one by one, Krishna and Balaram took Denakasura's associates and one by one finished their lives and threw them into the different trees. So the donkeys, as they hit the trees, one tree would fall, that would cause another tree to fall, all the trees were covered.
Like an accident in America, one after another car.
Like on the highway, one car hits, then another one hits. So all the donkeys, because they were dead, urine and stool was blurting out from their bodies and covering all the tal fruits. Blood and stool were coming out. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram and the cowboys never touched the tal fruits. They just thought these have already been enjoyed by Kams, isn't it? Denakasura was looking at the fruits with an enjoying mood. Therefore, that reason, Krishna and the cowboys never took those fruits for the satisfaction of Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then, one day, Krishna saw that cows and some gwalbal were at the time of cows grazing near Jamuna Hrada. And by the air of so much poisonous air, some cows were dead, some cowherd boys also. Then Krishna, what did?
Om Jnanam Janarandasya.
Start on, please.
Jnanam Janasalakaya Chaksuram Nivitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to, in summary, tell the lila of Kaliya's serpent. He was previously in some fight with Garuda, and in order to escape from Garuda, he went to Kaliya Hrida, or the lake where he made all of his poison and poisoned all the boys and calves, and even the birds who would fly by, they would also drop and die. So Krishna is so powerful and so loving, he simply glanced over his coward boys and calves, and everyone came back to life. Then Krishna wanted to punish that Kaliya, and so he jumped up onto a tree, and this tree was the only tree that was left alive, because previously Garuda had gone there and put some nectar on that tree, and that kept the tree permanently alive. Then Krishna jumped into the Kaliya Lake, and in order to give his associates anxiety for his well-being, as Srila Gurudev said yesterday, sometimes in order to increase the prema of his devotees, Krishna creates disturbing situations. Sometimes a demon may come by the influence of Yoga Maya, and in this case, the demon is Kaliya, and Krishna seems like he's on the verge of death because he allowed himself to be wrapped in the coils of Kaliya, and so much fire was coming out of his many, many, many mouths. So all the residents of Vrindavan were all on the shore, and Mother Yasoda wanted to jump in and save Krishna, but she was held back and others were held back. And Baladev was also there, and he knew that Krishna is the supreme and couldn't be touched at all. So then the inhabitants of Vrindavan were also now on the verge of death, seeing Krishna in that precarious situation. So in order to bring them back to life and keep increasing their prey more and more, now Krishna jumped on the heads of Kaliya and began dancing there. And he pressed so hard on the hoods of Kaliya that Kaliya, who was previously breathing out fire, now he started coughing up blood, and he was getting weaker and weaker. The wives of Kaliya, seeing their husband against Krishna, they didn't want to have anything more to do with their husbands. They were actually hoping that he would die. But once the fire turned to blood and they saw that their husband was beginning to surrender to Krishna, then they began offering very beautiful prayers, praying that their husband would be saved and also that he would be allowed to become a devotee. In Vedic culture, the wife is the submissive assistant of the husband. But if the husband is not Krishna conscious, just as in the case of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, then his wife hoped that her son-in-law would just die because of his offense to Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, when Kaliya was not surrendered, the wives of Kaliya didn't care if he died, but as soon as he began to surrender, they immediately started praying to Krishna for his deliverance. And for their pleasure, Krishna saved Kaliya. And Kaliya's heads now became purified by the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. It's stated in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Krishna had a very hidden motive also for dancing on Kaliya, because janmadyasyataha, everything in existence has its source in the Absolute Truth, as Srila Gurudev was explaining on the first night. He is the cause of everything, the maintenance of everything, and the destruction of everything. So, just as in this world, young boys like to show off to young girls to attract their attention. Krishna wanted to attract the gopis by being such a wonderful dancer on the hoods of Kaliya. And as stated in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he even performed a Rasalila on the hoods of Kaliya. So Kaliya was saved by the prayers of the queens and the mercy of the Lord. But Krishna ordered Kaliya that, I don't want you to stay here. Now you should go to another place so that my associates won't be disturbed anymore. But Kaliya by now was a pure devotee, and he left with his wives, and Krishna went back on the land, and everyone's prema was uplifted more and more. Prema by nature is unlimited, and there's no room for increase, and yet it increases at every moment. So as soon as Krishna went back on the land, his father, mother, and all of his coward boyfriends embraced him and again became happy.
Thank you.
One day Krishna with his cowherd boys, he was taking breakfast. All the boys in circles, they were there. Those who are behind, they are his side, here, there, all were saying that Krishna is with me, in front of me. And then cows, they went to graze and keeping behind Krishna, seeing very
green
crosses, and they went. And they were entangled in a forest where there was no water, only sun rays. And in the meantime, Kans sent his one
demon,
and he make fire in that forest. Also, the friends of Krishna, they never told anything, and they also went to search their cows, and they also went there. Both were
surrounded
by fire, and fire with the help of air. Very big in black place, fire was there. Then they called Krishna and Baldev. At once Krishna came and told them, close your eyes. Why? Because they will go to Braja and tell mother, like one day they told that Krishna has taken
earth.
And then Yashoda was going to beat him. So if she will hear that he has eaten fire, then she may be angry and she will chastise me. So he told that, close your eyes. And when they closed, at once they saw they are sitting on the same tree where they were taking breakfast. All the cows were there. And all these. What is this? That is, Krishna is himself Lords of Lord. He is Avatari Krishna. He was not a simple cowherd boy. And he killed Putana, very big demon. Also he took fire in his mouth. He jumped in the ocean of
poison.
He took Giriraj in his left hand for 7 days. Anyone cannot do. So here also, he ate the fire and saved cows and
cowherd.
He killed Brahmasu, who was very, very lamba and very much powerful, but Krishna called. After that, Vyasadeva or Sukhadeva is telling the Venu Geet. Sometimes Krishna used to go to Ittham Swarath Satcha Jalam Padmakar Sugandhina Nivasat Vayuna Bhatam Shagu Paluko Achyuta Kusumatapan Raji Sushma Bhinga Dijukul Ghushta Saran Mahitram Madhupate Avagaji Acharyan Ga Sahapaspal Balachukujbenam. Now, after summer day, rain came, very beautiful. Krishna cows grazing, and after that Sarad Ritu came. All everywhere water is very pure, very beautiful, fragrant air was blowing. At that time Kusumita Banaraji Sushbhem and bee bamboo bee. Oh, by the fragrance of the flowers, they became mad and they were singing here and there. And Krishna at that time with Baladev Prabhu and thousands and millions of cowherd boys and cows, he entered one forest to another he was going. At that time what Brajastriya are doing? All the gopis, they cannot tolerate the Bira for a moment of Krishna. So they with their sakhis, those who are favorable, what? Swajatiya.
Like-minded
gopi. Oh, in this house, that house, everywhere. With their bhavakarna. Bhavakarna means?
Eyes of their ears of their
by bhavakarna. Or they heard the Krishna flow. Krishna was not there. Krishna was in forest, very far away. But here in their houses, in separation mode, they heard the sweet float of Krishna and then began to tell to others, though Krishna was not there. But they thought, in Krishna in prison, not he was, and they were telling each other. But they could not tell. Why? Smara. Because their birahta, they could not spoke so many things. Then Sukadeva Goswami telling, Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapo Karnaya Karnikaram Bibhadbasa Kanak Kapisang Bajanti Chamalam Arandran Venu Ratharasudhaya Puriyan Gopa Bindai Bindaranyam Shabadaravanam Prabhishat. Beautiful Krishna. There are so many
description of Krishna's
beauty is of Krishna. Brahma told what? Namidhyate Abhrabhapushe. He told also. And Jagik Patni, Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim, Balamalya Paraha. Also Brahma has told, Lakshmi, in Brahma Sanghita, Venu Karantam Arabinda Dalaya Taksham Varaha Vatansam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Sobham Govinda Madipur. But pest is no midhate abrapapushe. Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapu Karnayo Karnikar. This. So they were telling all these things to other sakhi. What akhnatang phalamidam paramidam na parambidama sakhya pasuna nube vayasyato vayasya bhaktram prajesa sutayo anube nubijustam jaiva nipitam anu ratta katara. Oh, Aranya Maharaj. क्या
थोड़ी हिंदी में बहनोगी
थोड़ा सा अरे आज समय हो गया अभी अभी इन लोगों का कितना प्रोग्राम है मैं नहीं जानता
they are telling have learned so hard so many times spell in last year when you get another in hindi so give them chance to
अच्छा थोड़ा सा दे देंगे
ठीक
सत्तर जन भिक्षा
सात बजे
This is describing Braj Gopis Purva Rag. Attachment to Shri Krishna prior to having the opportunity to meet with him. One Gopi said, Akshanvatam phalamidam na param vidhavam sakya pashona nubhavesha yatvavayase vaktram rajesha sutayur anu venu jushtam yarvani pitam anurakta kataksham oksham. Vosakhi, I think that the fruit for all living entities who are possessed of eyes is simply to see this beautiful sight. What beautiful sight? The sight of Bhaktam Brajesha Sutayo, Brajesh, the king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj Sutayo. He has two sons, Krishna and Balaram. They are not taking the name of Krishna and Balaram, only saying two sons of Brajesh. The real fruit of having eyes is simply to see the two sons of the king of Braja entering into the forest, taking their cows in front of them, surrounded by so many friends. And Krishna is in front, Anuvenu Jushtam, playing on the flute, and Balaram Prabhu is little behind. He's staying back. And at that time, Yavani Pitam Anurakta Kataksha Moksha. They have so much affection in their hearts and they're glancing here and there at the other bridge buses as they're entering into the forest. So these verses of Venu Geet, they are the manifestation of Abhitta Bhav. One Sanchari Bhav, transitory system, assisting emotion, is called Abhitta Bhav. It means Braja Gopis, they have one feeling, but they want to hide it. They are ashamed, they are shy, they don't want to express it outside. Even among their friends, they dare not say what they are feeling. Yet, our acharyas who are very rasic, they can identify what is their real root. Really, Gopis are saying, Braktam Brajesa Shitayo, those who see the two sons of the king of Braj, they are mentioning here Baldev to hide the fact that really they have attachment only for Krishna, to hide this fact. Or, especially, better than this, the fruit of seeing, having eyes is what? Bhaktram Brajesa Sutayo. The king of Braj, there are two. One is Nanda Maharaj, and the other one? Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And so they have Sutta and Sutta. Means son, daughter. So Brajesha Sutayo means the son of Nanda Maharaj and the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Your eyes are not perfect until you have seen. Vaktam Brajesha Sutayo Anuvenu Jushtam. Anuvenu Jushtam means one is playing the flute, then the other is playing the flute. What is that? That means when Krishna plays the flute. It's very beautiful. But when his eyes fall on the beauty of Sri Radha, then he becomes stunned and he plays in the wrong way, wrong note. Then Radhika will take the flute, no, not like that, like this. And then take his flute and then she will begin to play. Krishna is astonished. At that time, Yavani Pitam Anurakta Kataksha Moksha, how they glance towards each other with so much affection. Oh, if you can see this, oh, then your life is successful and your eyes are successful.
कोई गोपी कहने लगी ओहो ये मूढ़ जो हरिणियां हैं कितनी सौभाग्यवती हैं अपने पतियों के साथ, वो कौन हरिण,
कृष्ण साथ
उनके काले काले धब्बे होते हैं, अपने पतियों के साथ में कृष्ण के सामने आकर उनके आंखों में आंखें मिलाकर अपने आंखों से कृष्ण की आरती उतारती हैं और प्रणय की भीख मांग रही हैं वो, और हम गोपों की स्त्रियां होकर के भी हम कृष्ण के निकट जा नहीं सकते, नहीं तो हमारी टांग तोड़ देंगे हमारे पति लोग। तो धन्य हिरणी, यदि हम हिरणी होकर के आती तो कृष्ण के समीप तो चली जाती, हमारा पति भी जाता है। और क्या, ओह देखो तो कृष्ण कैसे हैं, गावश्च कृष्ण मुख निर्गतम वेणु गीत, कृष्ण के वेणु गीत को श्रवण करके और उनके मुख से जो वेणु गीत है वेणु सुन करके और उनका अत्यंत सुंदर रूप देख करके गायें क्या करती हैं, घास खा रही हैं, घास को खाना बंद कर दिया उसके मुख में ही रह गया, न निकल सकती हैं और न भीतर ले जा सकती हैं, और उनके बछड़ों को देखो कैसा कृष्ण के प्रति अनुराग, बंसी की ध्वनि से मोहित होकर के दूध जो मैया के स्तन से लिया है उनके गले में अटक रहा है उसको न तो निकल रहे हैं न बाहर कर रहे हैं, ऐसा प्रेम। हम भी यदि गायों के बछड़े होते, गायें होते तो हमारा जीवन सार्थक हो जाता। पूर्णा पुलिंद उरुगाज पदाब जराग, ओ जमुना नदी को देखो तो कैसी सौभाग्यवती है, कृष्ण स्वयं उनके किनारे बंसी बजाते हैं त्रिभंग रूप से और जमुना नदी क्या करती है, प्रेम में बढ़ करके काम का उद्वेग आ जाता है, इसलिए पूरा पानी यहाँ तक आ जाता है उनको आलिंगन करने के लिए, किंतु कृष्ण को देखती हैं कि ये तो निरपेक्ष हैं, तो लज्जा के मारे नीचे उतर करके उनके चरणों में कमल का उपहार देती हैं। अब तो हम यही चाहते हैं कि नदी बन जाए और कृष्ण को चरणों में अपने हृदय के कमल को दे सके। इस प्रकार से गोपियाँ तरह तरह से बंसी गीत की और कृष्ण का वो वर्णन कर रहे हैं, एक वन से कृष्ण दूसरे वन में जा रहे हैं और जो गायों को दोहन करने के लिए रस्सी है पैर को बांधने के लिए, बछड़े को बांधने के लिए उसको सिर पर बांध रखा है जैसे ग्वाले करते हैं, और रस्सी बड़ी सुंदर लगती है, सबके चित्त को मोह रही है, और इस प्रकार से सभी तन्मय होकर के उनकी लीलाओं का गान कर रहे हैं। ऐसी वेणु गीत का गायन किया, इसके बाद में भ्रमर गीत, गोपी गीत, ये सब श्रीमद् भागवत के प्राण हैं। समय नहीं, समय हो चुका है, इसलिए थोड़ा सा टच किया। अंत में हमने बतलाया कि हमारा भजन का उद्देश्य क्या, व्हाट इज द एम एंड ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ साधन भजन, व्हाट इज दैट topest that Chaitanya Raya Ramanand told to
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Darshan, only Radha Darshan, and what is the process, oh Anugatya of Gopis, only Anugatya, we should practice Bhakti Yoga Raga Anuga Marga in the guidance of Gopis, Smaran Krishna, meditate Krishna, and more than that, what?
His associates.
What? Who? Like friends, like father, mother, mostly like Rup Manjari and his sakhis. This is the process. One. So, from today, you should not neglect your Guru Mantra. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of. You should always be loyal to Guru, and this will give loyalty to Krishna. Always remember Manas Sikha, Guru Goste Gosthaleshu. So what Guru has given mantra, top to bottom, daily you should meditate one pointed. At that time, you should sit straight, take your mind from your body and give it to Krishna and Radhika and meditate all the months daily. Your position, wealth and other things cannot give you happiness. Never. They cannot realize your soul or super soul. What you have, wealth and all these things, only they are part, like in Ekadasya Skand it has been told, Nityartidena Bittena Dubarlaha. These are all self-killer, not helping him. If they are anyhow offered to Krishna and his devotee, then anyhow we will be saved. So daily you should chant and remember what Gurudev has given mantra. And your behavior, like Rupa Goswami has told, Krishna ki jasya gring tang manushadriyata dikshasti cheta panat bhishya bhajanta misham nindadi sunya hrita mipsati sangalabdha. Sushushya bhajan bhikyaman. So always remember these slopes. Try to follow. If you want to have to come in this process, first follow Upadeshamritam. Without following, you cannot attain. So, anyhow, you should not hear the criticize of your Gurudev, any Bhagavat and Krishna, or Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Never. So I am giving these all these things, you should follow. And preach my mission all, book distribution also. But always try to develop your Krishna consciousness by your mantra that Guru has given. This mantra is very powerful. So don't neglect and don't be weak. And my blessings to you all and especially to three families, they have done this. And after one Kirtan Krishna Das.
All those who have taken diksha and made their collection, they can come and give it to Gurudev.
Yes.
Also, anyone
and then,
to the airport,
what program?
Hey.
Uske baad mein aarti karke Bhagavat le abhi drama
ye pehle aao
ye kar karke rakh karke aap
drama
kitne minute ka hai drama kitne minute
ek 15 minute ka dusra bhi 15 minute ka
to main ek dekh kar ke chala